When you look at this page, what do you actually see? If you believe you're taking in every word and detail simultaneously, you're experiencing what scientists call a grand illusion. In a fascinating experiment, researchers asked pedestrians for directions while secretly switching one researcher with another mid-conversation. Astonishingly, over half failed to notice they were suddenly speaking to a completely different person. This wasn't because their eyes weren't working, it was because their brains were focusing only on what mattered for the immediate task. Our visual system doesn't passively record everything before us. Instead, it actively selects what matters through rapid visual queries, targeted searches for specific patterns that help us solve cognitive problems. This process involves two complementary neural pathways: bottom-up processing, driven by visual information from the retina, and top-down processing, driven by our goals and attention. You can experience this duality by looking at an image containing both letters and faces. Focusing on either makes the other recede from consciousness. The paradox of vision is that while we feel we see everything around us in complete detail, we actually perceive remarkably little at any given moment. The solution? As psychologist Kevin O'Regan puts it, the world is its own memory. We don't need to keep a complete mental copy because we can simply move our eyes to sample any part of our environment within a tenth of a second. Our visual system processes information in three stages. The primary visual cortex uses 5 billion neurons to analyze input from optic nerve fibers, with specialized neurons detecting basic features like edges, color, and motion, functioning as brain pixels. At the intermediate level, these features combine into patterns of texture and color, forming contours. Finally, information consolidates into visual objects in working memory, which can maintain about 3 objects simultaneously. While bottom-up processing moves from retinal image to objects, top-down attention works in reverse, driven by our goals. Top-down attention enhances what we're actively seeking. When looking for red spots, red-detecting neurons become more sensitive. Visual attention operates like a flashlight beam in darkness. Though we navigate with partial information, certain elements naturally pop out in peripheral vision. Anne Treisman's research revealed that some targets are detected through parallel processing, with the strongest pop-out effects occurring when targets differ from surroundings in basic features like color, orientation, or motion. The London Underground map exemplifies design optimized for specific visual queries. Users locate stations, trace lines, and find intersections, though the map sacrifices geographic accuracy for line tracing efficiency. This trade-off shows how successful information design prioritizes key user tasks over complete accuracy. Understanding that we see through just-in-time visual queries is crucial for information design. Effective displays must enable rapid, accurate visual processing for each supported cognitive task, similar to computer data retrieval, but with greater sophistication. This cognitive structure extends beyond our minds into the extended mind, where information in books, pictures, and computers functions as part of our cognitive ecosystem. As Don Norman observed, the power of the unaided mind is highly overrated. Our true cognitive strength lies in creating external aids that enhance our visual thinking. What makes this system remarkable is its flexibility. Our brains process visual tasks through nested loops operating at different levels of abstraction, enabling seamless navigation of complex visual information. Color vision evolved to help identify objects like fruit, enabled by 3 types of retinal cone cells. The human retina has fewer blue-sensitive cones, explaining why blue text on dark backgrounds is hard to read due to low luminance contrast. The visual cortex processes cone signals into 3 channels: red-green, yellow-blue, and black-white luminance. For detailed information, luminance contrast is essential. Black on white offers maximum contrast, with yellow on black and dark blue on white as strong alternatives. Color coding works best for categorizing information, as seen in maps. Design should prioritize visual distinctness, using unique hues, red, green, yellow, blue first, followed by common colors like pink and brown. Studies show 6 to 12 colors as the optimal range for reliable coding. Motion effectively captures attention, particularly in peripheral vision. While detail perception drops away from central vision, motion sensitivity remains strong throughout, a survival adaptation from our past. In interfaces, signaling icons should pulse rather than move continuously to maintain their attention-grabbing effect. Is a picture worth a thousand words? Not always. Some concepts resist visual expression, like conditional statements about prices. Good design combines pictures and words based on their unique strengths. Language consists of socially developed shared symbols with grammar. Arbitrary symbols like dog bearing no inherent resemblance to what they represent. Visual thinking, however, relies on pattern perception derived from evolution and experience rather than social convention. Infants communicate through pointing before speech develops. These didactic gestures, actions directing attention to objects, remain essential throughout life. Gaze direction and body orientation also serve as didactic references, with varying precision expressing degrees of certainty. Narrative captures the audience's cognitive thread, the sequence of concepts held in visual and verbal working memories. Successful presentations align audience members' cognitive threads with the author's narrative, creating shared understanding through guided attention. Creative visual thinking happens through dialogue with rapid production media, sketches for artists, clay for sculptors, diagrams for engineers. This externalization process moves from concept formation through rough sketches and critique to refinement. Lines are visual chameleons that trigger our edge detection mechanisms. A simple circle can represent 5 different things: a coin, ball, ring, hole, or plugged hole. Their power lies in activating our contour extraction processes. Sua and Tversky found that designers don't just transfer ideas to paper. Sketching itself is constructive. They create loose sketches and interpret emerging meanings, a process called constructive perception. As architect Santiago Calatrava demonstrated, drawing serves to understand problems rather than create artwork. Sketching's effectiveness as a thinking tool comes from 4 elements: lines, interpretive flexibility, rapid iteration of ideas, cognitive skill in varied interpretation, and the ability to mentally imagine additions. Our visual system is an active, selective force that shapes how we think, solve problems, and understand the world. Understanding visual perception enables us to design better information displays, create intuitive interfaces, and enhance creativity. When viewing maps, charts, or sketches, we engage in a complex interplay between bottom-up and top-down processing. Our visual system making choices based on both evolutionary adaptations and current goals. In our visually driven world, developing visual literacy is essential. Understanding how we see helps us design how we think. The power of visual thinking comes from active engagement, asking the right visual questions, and creating environments that support them.